This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, Now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Let's talk tech with Mike Agarbo. Mike is the host of The App Show, which you can find Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern time on AMI Audio. Hey, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, Mike, we've got a new study by the European researchers showing an overwhelming number of websites are collecting email and password data before folks are even hitting the submit button. Mike, who are some of these websites who are taking our stuff?
Well, they didn't name them specifically, but they checked this out in Europe and also the U.S. In the U.S., close to 3,000 major websites were collecting this info, and in Europe, just over 1,800. And what they're collecting is information from forms, even if you didn't submit those forms, hit the submit button. So if you're filling in your name, address, and email, maybe even password to set up an account, it would actually take all that information, even though you didn't really hit that button to give it to them.
Mike, not to jump too far into the coding minutia here, but how are they doing that exactly?
Well, they found that most of them, didn't know that they were actually doing that. But a lot of these websites use third-party marketing and analytics plugins for their websites and forms. And through those services, that's where it was essentially happening.
Is there something we can do as users to prevent websites from taking that information from us?
No, not too much.
Oh, great.
Your information is gone. It's gone, gone, gone. But, you know, they did alert a lot of these websites to the fact that this was happening. And so, you know, many of them were trying to make changes to make sure that they weren't taking this info that we weren't readily giving them.
Mike, let's jump over to the world of streaming, where Netflix has updated its company culture guidelines to include a, quote, artistic expression section. What does this mean exactly?
It's interesting. You know, they've had some issues over the past year with some of their content, some of their employees not agreeing with it. Most recently, the Dave Chappelle comedy special, some people felt that he made transphobic comments during his comedy that they didn't agree with. Netflix is essentially saying now to their entire team, and quote, not everyone will like or agree with everything on our service. Obviously Netflix, they have such a wide variety of content on there. So they're essentially saying, if you don't like it, you can leave Netflix.
Yeah, which is what some employees did. Some employees left the company after some of those controversies last fall. Has there been any reaction from employees since this update?
No, I haven't heard anything. You know, obviously Netflix is going through some challenging times right now. You know, we talked about how they, lost subscribers for the first time in 10 years, during the last quarter. I think in the past week here, they've actually, laid off 150 employees as well to, cut some costs. So, no news yet as to whether this is going to cause any more employees to leave.
Mike, you and I have talked a couple times on this show about the shortage of semiconductor chips, which have been impacted for a whole number of reasons. We'd be here all day if we listed them all. But there's a company in the UK that is proposing something that is akin to electronic dumpster diving. The Royal Society of Chemistry has proposed the idea of mining e-waste to feed consumer demand. So what are they considering e-waste?
Well, e-waste would be literally anything electronic, anything with a computer board inside of it. And, as we know, these electronics that we have, they don't have a long lifespan. Typically smartphones and computers, only last for several years, maybe computers, 5 to 7 years before we send them to the big bin in the sky. But, the challenge is, even like the laptop that I'm doing this Skype call on right now, there's 30 or at least 30 rare earth minerals that are used in the manufacture of this. And those are hard to actually find and refine as well. A lot of times these rare earth minerals, they actually occur, you know, near each other, but there's also radioactive elements that occur with them that they have to extract during the, you know, the manufacturing process. So, you know, as you can imagine, that's, you know, difficult to do and also toxic and, you know, difficult to deal with as well. So by looking at the e-waste that we have, you know, trying to find a way to get those minerals out of the motherboards and the circuit boards might be a better way to help supply our future chip needs.
You know, you had that nice sort of mamby-pamby, hugging of the trees here. I agree with you. But how lucrative might this be? Let's talk about the quiche.
I don't know. Like, you know, what is the cost of actually, you know, getting all this e-waste and taking it to a facility that can actually get it off the motherboards? I imagine it probably wouldn't be more than having to go into the actual earth and dig it up and refine it. And that's what they're saying. Like, all these rare earth metals that are on the existing motherboards that we have now, they wouldn't have to re-refine it. It's already refined. So I think there would be some cost savings there. But, you know, it has to be set up in a proper way so that all the manufacturers of the laptops, the phones, microwaves, anything with a computer board in it have a, you know, an effective recycling program. Right now, they say it's only about 20% effective. And so as you can imagine, it would have to go up dramatically from there to be viable.
Well, Mike, if you find me lurking around the dumpster behind Best Buy, you'll know why.
You're looking for those rare earth minerals.
Oh, you know me, Mike. Always mining. Hey, Mike, have a great day. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.